The Prime Minister's office put out a statement saying that it has now informed the families of those 11 or so hostages that were due to be released that they potentially will now be released tonight. So this is potentially taking a huge weight off their shoulders. This waiting game, they were saying, was like a roller coaster ride. Now, there were disagreements before over the names on these lists handed over by both Israel and Hamas. Israel said that Hamas was breaking the agreement by splitting up families. This is sending children out without their mothers, while Hamas says that there were six names of Palestinian prisoners who should have been on that list but weren't.